theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome, all of our wonderful friends, to another episode of your favorite podcast,
Life Out of the Box.
Here we are, and we are excited because today we're going to share our brain. This is a different episode than any episode we've ever done before, but I really think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be fun, too. It's another one of our little experiments to see how it goes, but I do think this will be fun, and we'll see how it goes for future episodes also.
Yeah, I think that it will be insightful for both of us for sure, but it will also be insightful for all of our listeners to get to know us a little bit better and perhaps understand our brains, because I like to think that they're a little bit different, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean,
we'll see.
I don't know. I think that it'll be really fun to hear your answers and my responses also.
Yeah.
Basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be asking some questions that are like about each other, right? And so I'm going to predict what John might have said, and he'll do the same for me, but then we also share our own responses and see how much they match up. Kind of like a, you know, like newlywed couples kind of a game.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. And I think some of the questions we'll discuss our answers and why, and then others we'll probably just like fly by them, but it all depends on what the question is and kind of how deep we got into the answer of them.
Yeah, exactly. And so these are just fun questions. Who knows, maybe in the future we'll go into more deep questions. But I think, if you guys have any questions for us, we always love answering them. And who knows, we might put them on another podcast. So I'm excited for this.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
All right. So the first question, it sounds like such a boring question, but I actually think that it's going to be really insightful to hear our answers. The first question is, which celebrity couple are you most like?
Oh, that one was really hard.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want me to tell you mine?
Well, I just don't know very many celebrity couples that I really love and admire, you know, but I did have a handful of them. No.
Wait, you got to pick one though.
No, I did. Okay, I picked one, but it was, you know, well, I'll share it with you. And I think it's very aspirational.
So should I say what I think you put first?
And yeah, then you if you say, want.
Okay. I think you put the Obamas.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you could.
I love the Obamas. I put Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, that was a really good one. Darn it.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that one. So here, why did you put Bill and Melinda Gates?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that we're like them. We are obviously very different in a lot of different ways. But I think in terms of them really working together to really practically implement a lot of things that the world needs and solving real world problems like vaccines and access to mosquito nets and food and birth control for women in different areas. I think that they're really focused on how big of an impact can they truly make on a day-to-day basis in the short term and really in the long term too. So really looking at their finances and how it can really work to benefit the globe and everyone.
That's beautiful. I put the Obamas because, well, I know you love the Obamas. They're very influential, very impactful.
Absolutely.
They've kind of helped shift the world into a more open mindset of being open to, it doesn't matter your race, doesn't matter your gender. We're all equal and anyone can go and be the president. I think it's a beautiful thing. And so I thought you were going to say that, but it's okay. I also put a second one that I thought, you know, maybe if we're going with the true celebrity term, then I thought maybe George Clooney and his wife.
I thought about them too.
Because I really appreciate what his wife is doing, and he's become a little bit more of an entrepreneur, and they're very hardworking professional individuals that I admire some things from them too.
Yeah, I agree. She's his wife is a big time lawyer, you know, for basically human rights violations that go on around the world.
Yeah. What is the organization she kind of works around all the time? The one that's based out of New York. It's the global, it begins with an N. Nations.
United Nations?
Is it?
I don't know.
I think she does do some United Nation work.
Yeah. So. She's awesome. And so, I think she's pulled him into a lot of different ways. But I would say Bill and Melinda Gates are
number one. I agree with that 100%. Yeah. That was a good one. All right. What is your silliest fear?
Wait, what was yours was?
I put Obama.
The Obama. Okay.
All right. What is your silliest fear?
My silliest fear?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes.
Okay, I put bugs.
Bugs, for sure. Bugs in general. Like when we're in tropical climates and there's a beetle flying around a light at night, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, see if it said, what is your fear and not silliest, then mosquitoes would actually make sense because mosquitoes, I mean, they can transfer diseases. They're a concerning thing, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But a beetle, you don't got to be scared of a beetle, boo. So I put bugs as a general thing. What do you think my silliest fear is?
I think your silliest fear, I don't know about this. This is kind of hard for me, but I thought maybe cold weather.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I do not like cold weather, but I don't fear cold weather. I don't
think
you fear weather.
It. Yeah. I just think like when we go outside and you're cold and there's like a visceral reaction, it's like, oh, I got to put more clothes on right away.
It's not a fear, but yeah, I'm sensitive to cold weather.
That's for sure.
If I'm not wearing layers, but I put my silliest fear is failure.
Ooh.
Ooh, deep, John.
That is a deep one. Yeah.
So I put it as my silliest fear because I don't think that I need to fear failure, but you know, failure can be manipulated in other ways where it can be a motivating factor. And I'm willing to take the risk, but I'm also like, you know, very, very go-getter attitude about it. So it's kind of a silly, you know, it's a little balance of life.
That's a good one, actually. I think it's very honest, too.
Thank you, honey. I was trying to be very honest with you. Now we've got a fun one.
Mm.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
What is Quinn's favorite junk food? Go for it.
Sour candy. Candy.
Sour
and
candy.
Like sour gummy candy.
I could have guessed that, but I did not view that as a junk food. I kind of viewed junk food more in a fast food term.
Ooh.
And so therefore I put a crispy chicken sandwich. Oh,
yes, absolutely.
Like a Jack in the Box one or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a proper crispy chicken sandwich.
I would also probably put a Big Mac in that category depending on where we're at, you know. Like when we're international, that's like my go-to, like let me just get a Big Mac when I'm missing home, you know.
There's some consistency with the Big Mac globally, which is very convenient. What do you think my junk food is?
I thought your junk food was pizza.
You want to be specific?
Little Caesar's pizza.
I put Little C's. You are correct. Little C's $5 lunch special. Get it while it's hot and ready. And
so
it is so delicious. My nickname for it is crack because I am addicted to it.
It's so good.
So those are our answers for our favorite junk foods. Now, this one's another fun, light one. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I'm not actually too confident about my guess for yours.
Yeah, I'm not confident about my guess for you either.
I try to set mine up to be easy for you, but all right. You want me to guess yours?
Go ahead.
Right. So I put the first one was oatmeal cookie dough for you, but I kind of figured I'll probably get that one wrong, and more likely you wrote down mint chip.
Oh, interesting. I like both of those, honestly.
What'd you write?
I wrote mango sorbet.
Mango sorbet?
Yeah.
Dude, I would never guess that.
I know you wouldn't know.
You didn't even set me up for failure with that one.
I didn't mean to, but it is like, I like the more like sour tart fruit.
Oh,
like
I never would have guessed
ice
that
creams.
One.
Yeah, but right. oatmeal cookie dough is
I don't
really
even
good.
Know the last time you had a mango sorbet ice cream.
We had a lot more when we were living abroad.
Yeah, well,
not so much
not
here.
Right now. And so what would you put for mine?
So I put for you cookie dough.
Cookie dough? That was a very good guess, but I actually put cookies and cream.
Oh,
I tried to set you up.
One.
I tried to set
I
you up with an easy one, you know?
Darn.
But I will say that, like, if you're really, like, living large, you got to go with my buddies Ben and Jerry, you know.
It's so good.
They're good friends of mine, so I like them. All right, what is your favorite candy bar? That was a little bit, this one was a little difficult for me to guess yours because you're not much of a candy bar kind of girl.
Yeah, so that was my question, is like a candy bar, like is that like in the aisle when you're at the store with all the candy bars?
Yeah.
Is that included in there and it's not maybe a real bar, but.
Look at you trying to manipulate what a candy bar is. No, you know what a candy bar is. But if you are to go that route, then you're probably going to go with like some kind of like Starburst or something
or
like
Skittles,
that. Because technically Starburst, well, Skittles can't be argued as a bar.
Bar, yeah, that's
but
true.
Starburst could be argued as a bar, but only you would create that answer. But what did you put though?
I put Starburst.
You put Starburst. Yeah. Okay, that was pretty good. What do you think I put?
I thought you put Cadbury.
Cadbury? Oh, dude. Fruit and Nut, boy.
Yeah.
I forgot about that friend of mine.
I know.
My British roots love me some Fruits and Nuts, mate. It's super good. It's
it
like,
is.
There's something about the texture of that chocolate that's just insane.
It's so good.
And yeah, I never get it. It's freaking like stupid expensive for a Fruit and Nut bar. And I'm also trying not to eat too much of, the candy, you know? Hurts my teeth, hurts my belly, makes me feel good for a few seconds. I'll pass on that, you know. But
what did you put down?
I didn't know what you were going to put down, so I put Snickers for you, and I put Snickers for me, too.
Oh, Snickers, that's a good one. I like the Snickers almond more than the other ones, and that's kind of more rare to find.
Yeah, the reason I put Snickers is because I do feel like if we're really low on energy and we need something really quick, a Snickers is a nice go-to. It's not healthy.
No.
And I think we're trying to avoid those candies in general.
Yeah. Well,
at least the ones that we don't love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm trying to avoid that. But, Snickers is nice. I like the almond one, too. It was a good call. All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
This one's getting romantic, ladies and gentlemen. Name the best gift they ever gave you.
Okay, so this one was a little difficult for me too, because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, what is a gift? Does that have to be an actual material thing, or is it something else? Mm-hmm. I mean, the greatest gift you've ever given me was, saying that you'll be my husband, and your presence around me is always the greatest gift you could ever give me.
Thank you, honey.
But I mean, in terms of material things, I would say the wedding ring.
That's exactly what I put down for you. I feel like that's probably something that I think people would write down. You know, if you're doing this with your spouse and you're married, then the wedding ring represents that promise that you're giving to the other person.
Right.
And so, we definitely got this one right. I put wedding ring, and then underneath it, I put each other.
Yeah.
Because, it's kind of we're so romantic.
It's romantic.
Yeah. So, those promises, they're very important. And the wedding ring symbolizes those promises. So
exactly.
They were definitely the best gifts for sure.
I agree.
All right. This one's a little weird, but I'm very excited for your answer with this one. If your spouse was a Disney character, who would they be?
So I put you.
Okay. So who'd you put for me?
For you, Aladdin.
I knew you were gonna, I wrote Aladdin for me too.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I just figured you would put that.
Well, I can show you the world is it's perfect. Oh,
that's
pretty
good. I forgot about that little fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I look a little bit like Aladdin. Like if I had to be a Disney character, I mean, it's Aladdin or Mowgli, and I'm choosing some clothes over a little red Speedo, so I'm going Aladdin on that one.
Makes sense.
And he was also a little hustler sometimes, so I appreciate that. What don't I like about Aladdin? I don't like, he's a cool dude.
I think he's cool.
I think he's pretty cool. He's hopping around buildings. I like the movie, the real people movie.
That one's
starring
good, too.
Will Smith. Yeah, I highly recommend it if you haven't checked it out. Here we go. Who is Quinn's Disney character? Should I guess first?
Yeah, you should guess.
I put Mulan because I feel like you're a boss lady that fights. And I didn't think you were going to be a princess per se.
That's so nice.
And I felt like she's warrior, not aggressive, but she's going after
she's
it.
Tough girl.
Yeah, pushing out all the noise and barriers and just going for what she believes in, you know what I mean?
That's really nice. Thanks, I like that one.
You don't look too much like Mulan.
I don't. I wish I did. I mean, I think Mulan's beautiful.
No, I don't want you to look like anyone else. You're just fine. But yeah, I put her just more so because of who she is, her personality and her characteristics and stuff.
I like that. That's good reasoning behind
it. But I got it wrong, it seems.
Well, I put Ariel.
I could just tell by the way your answer. Oh, Ariel.
Ariel. Yeah, I had to put
Curious
Ariel.
Quinn. I should have put that one. Man, I bet some of our listeners were even like, dude, you were supposed to put Ariel. And I was like, yeah, I probably should have. Yeah. Yeah, Ariel's cool. But I just felt like the princess thing isn't really too much of you.
Nope, not
and
at
so,
all.
So technically, Ariel's princess because she's the daughter of Titan or whatever. I don't know.
I know. It's been a while. but I really put Ariel mostly because that was when I was growing up. That was my favorite. And
was it first grade teacher?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten teacher call you Ariel.
Ariel for a little bit there. Yeah.
And if they didn't call you Ariel.
They didn't respond.
You didn't hear him. Sassy.
Yeah, sassafras. That didn't last very long. But yeah. But I liked your reasoning behind Mulan. I thought that was really good and really cool.
Yeah, well, I think it's honest, and I think it's very true.
Thank you.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
This one's an easy, fun one.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for it. How does your spouse like their steak cooked?
For you, I put rare.
I think
rare.
You know mine for sure.
Rare.
I want rare. If I'm eating steak, I want to taste the freaking steak,
Yeah, I feel
it's,
that.
It's going to be a battle for people to find a not real meat product that's going to be able to give me that flavor. I feel like the more you like your steak cooked, that would be an easier transition. But for me, yeah, you know what? I want pink and I want some blood in there. I want to chew on it.
Yeah, sorry to all our vegan listeners out there.
I'm sorry, vegan listeners. You know, hey, I'm promoting that we're going to get there someday.
We are, absolutely.
I do believe that. You, I put medium rare.
Yep, exactly. Medium more rare. Towards the rarer side if I had to choose.
Oh, how convenient for me.
Yeah, but medium rare is like, that's perfect.
Yeah, you don't like it raw.
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm a sushi lover, so.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I like that rare steak. How often do you go on dates together? This one's an interesting one.
This one is an interesting one because, okay, I did put it down an answer, but I do feel like every night, you know, as we're still in lockdown a little bit more, every night together is a little bit like a date night.
I put my answer for you and I put below it, but every night's a date night. So it's very convenient.
But I will say, like, you know, when before all this happened, we would at least try to go at least once a week, that we were like, this is date night, you know, like this is our date once a week at least. Yeah. And really tried to, you know, carve out time for just us where we try our best to not talk about business.
Yeah.
We really just focus on each other and experience something fun, like a dinner or a movie together.
A little bit of planning, you know, a little bit of like romance and put the phones down completely.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that is an important part. So what did you put? Is that what you put? We are in lockdown.
Well, I put once a week for me.
Once a week?
But I would say, like, with the caveat, I think that every day, evening is like a date night for us.
Yeah, I put down like twice a month.
Mm.
As in, like, if we're going to, like, actually go out and, like, explore, you know, like, go and walk around a new area or something like that. That would be twice a month. But I did put every night does feel like a date night because I do feel like when it's our time in the evening, we say, okay, and it's not every single night, technically. It's more like we're really specific, like, okay, tonight maybe we have, like, food ordered or maybe we already have, like, dinner prepped and we're like, okay, let's just have our time and we'll go for a walk around the block or maybe we'll go watch sunset. Like, last night we watched sunset. That felt like a little bit of a date night.
For sure.
It's weird. One thing that I do want to talk about really quick is because we are both, like, fully integrated into what we do together, like, work-wise, I don't know if we are fully capable of separating that from our date night.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
It is hard. I will say, I mean, because we've been doing this, I mean, almost since we got together. We've been working together. Yeah. And we have, you know, sometimes, you know, you have different things that you have going on and I have different things I'm going that I'm doing, but it all kind of comes together where we are working together at least like all the time. So
what percentage of the time that we're talking do you think we're talking about work or doing work?
Well, it depends on the day. Sometimes I think, you know, when we're like really exhausted, both of us have said, like, I really am trying to not think about it because I feel stressed out about it, right? But if we're not in that mindset where we're not stressed out about it, where we're still buzzing from the work day, right? Yeah. Like, our brains are still, you know, on fire.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, we continue that on. But I think that it's on kind of like a case-by-case basis where we know each other's mood and what we really need to do. But when it's our time, we really focus in on what's the biggest priority at hand and not always is it work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more, you know, personal or emotional or whatever it is that we need. So
that's
I think
a good point.
We've obviously done this for a long time. So I think that that's something that we've learned over time. I would say anyone who is a couple, you know, and I'm sure more people have experienced this now working together at home, you know, because everyone's working from home, that you really do kind of need to put that boundary up when it's necessary.
It's hard though.
But it's hard. It's hard to do. So you're going to have to, you know.
But you did say when it's necessary. Mm-hmm. So like if it's really, really necessary, I don't think you have a choice. You know, you kind of have to just obey that. But yeah, it's an adventure. I think that now that I'm like having this little mini discussion, I'm like, this should be a new episode.
Yeah, it should.
The pros and cons of working
as a couple,
best friend, spouse, etc.
Spouse,
husband, wife. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Dum, dum, dum. This one, I'm very excited to hear what you have to say. If you won the lottery, Quinn Button, what's the first thing you'd buy together?
The first thing I would buy together.
First thing you'd buy together. Yeah.
Investments.
Investments?
Yeah.
I put investments/assets.
Yeah.
So good job.
It would just immediately, it would not go towards a house that we live in together. No, no. Thanks. That's not something we're interested in. It could maybe go towards an asset, like you said, like a rental property.
Yeah, it has to be real. When I said assets, I'm referring to rich dad, poor dad.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not trying to get no liabilities here. I'm trying to make more machines.
Exactly. So
if it is a house, it better be making me some money in some form or another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that one, I kind of would say I knew that you were going to put that. I just didn't know what wording you were going to pick, whether you were going to say investments, assets, you know, more tools in the shed. You could have said a million things, but
yeah, that's true.
I feel that I'm grateful that we're both very aligned on that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought that you would too. I put you would probably buy assets or investment too.
Yeah, that's true. All right. What is your name, your spouse's favorite restaurant?
Oh man. Okay. So, well, since the junk food took the Little Caesars option off the table, in my mind, at least, I put you for an all you can eat sushi restaurant.
That's a very good, that's a safe answer.
Right?
That's a very safe answer.
It's not like a specific one.
Yeah.
We've had some bad ones, but we don't, you know, but we know the good ones in different locations around
definitely
the country. So I would say it's, whichever one that is.
Whichever is one we're closest to that meets the criteria, which would be it's got to be reasonably priced,
mm-hmm.
which I would probably say it has to be $30 or less per person.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also require that it's got me some good, fresh nigiri. Man, I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Me
but like
too.
That's literally, that's it.
Yeah.
If you got good fresh nigiri and it's under $30, anything lower than that is just bonus points for me.
For
so
sure.
I'm all about it. You're making me want to just say, you know,
let's go eat.
We'll go eat real quick. We'll come back and finish this game.
I know.
No, for you?
Yeah. Well, did I get it right?
You 100% got it right. I started naming a few sushi buffets just in case you're going to guess it.
Name one, yeah.
Yeah. So I put like Tandy's in California. Mm-hmm. He's like the first sushi buffet I think I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a few in the local area, but We'll have to see what's the next flavor.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And so I, in all honesty, I put the same thing for you.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Score.
I did put also though, like if it has some sort of like a Benihana component.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's really fun and nice. I like that.
Hibachi.
Yeah, hibachi.
Yeah.
So I put all you can eat sushi and hibachi.
Yeah, that's a good choice, honey. I'm very grateful for that. It makes it convenient for me.
Makes it easy, right?
All right. If your spouse had a superpower, what would it be?
Mm.
You want me to guess yours?
Yeah.
All right. This is one that I also want, but I thought that you would say more brain power.
Yes, definitely.
What'd you put?
I put read mind / time travel.
Oh, you can't pick two.
Okay, then I'll go with time travel. But
time
I was,
travel?
Yeah, I would
That's
say,
interesting.
But I do, like, I really do think the brain power thing is for sure in there. Because, I mean, we talk all the time about how nice it would be to just, like, upload a chip and know 5 languages. Like, mm-hmm. I would love that. And so,
yeah
I would love to do that.
Intelligence is not overrated.
It is not.
Knowledge is wealth, everybody.
It certainly is in this information age.
Yeah, what do you think I put?
I put for you flying.
You did.
Yeah.
Good job. I did put flying.
Yeah.
I like when I have when I'm aware that I'm dreaming,
mm-hmm.
and then I force myself to like, oh, I'm dreaming. Let me stay in this dream. I can fly, and then I just fly all over whatever I'm in my dream. If I'm in a scary dream, then I'll fly away from the scary part. But if I'm in a happy dream, then I'll just explore. Flying's the best.
Flying is the best.
Yeah. So one day, hopefully, get some little jetpack and strap it on me.
What exactly.
Rocket Man. That was a classic.
Yeah.
Love that movie. So I would say on that one, you got it right for me. On that one, I would say I got it wrong for you. But I do.
But I would say that what you said is right.
Right.
More brain power.
Well, thank you. What would you say is your best feature?
My best feature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question for you, is this physical or not physical?
I don't think that we should categorize it, but you get a pick. Just answer how you.
I put brain.
You put brain?
Mm-hmm.
I put brain too, babe.
Yay!
That was a good one. Yeah, I literally put brain. Or what do you think my best feature is?
Brain.
Brain?
Mm-hmm.
See, I put brain too.
Yay!
But I also put below it, just in case you wanted to know what I really think about you thinking about me.
Yeah.
Is my sexy face.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I just figured that's a given.
Yeah.
You know,
something that, obviously.
Something that was probably for sure written down on your list. So I just wanted to get that confirmed with an live audience.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you appreciate my brain and I appreciate your brain. I mean, it's the most valuable part of, I think, of every person's body or of everyone, you know. It's like your brain, it's your characteristic, it's your headquarters for, you know, making decisions and everything. And brain's a wild thing.
Brain is a beautiful thing.
Brain is a beautiful thing. I'm glad you think my brain's beautiful, and I'm glad that you know that I think your brain is beautiful too.
Thanks.
All right. Let's do the last one, because I feel like the last one is really easy and light. And then I want to end with the one above it. So who has the worst handwriting?
You.
I know. But mine's not that bad.
It's really not bad.
I just sometimes get lazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I want to be cryptic. You
ooh.
Know? You know, like, hey, is someone trying to look at what my notes say? I don't want you reading my notes, so I'm going to write a little bit difficult for you.
It's actually a very valuable thing to have within your handwriting, that you can cover it up. Yeah, no one else can read it but you.
I'll be fully honest. There's been times when I've been to a few lectures, and I'm thinking about something completely different than what's being presented, because I feel like what's being presented is completely unrelatable to where my head's at.
Yeah.
And so I will start writing words back. I'll take notes backwards on what's in my head, so that if someone ever looked over my shoulder, they have no idea what the hell I wrote. I've done that before.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
But for the most part, it's probably mostly I'm lazy and I'm just like, hey, just scribble it down.
Just get it done.
Get it out of my brain onto the paper. As long as I can figure out what it says at another point in time, then mission accomplished.
Yeah,
and exactly. There have been times where on our whiteboard, I'm like, babe, I have no idea what I'm talking about here. And you're like, oh, that's the Bill and Melinda model that you created last night, honey. Oh, thanks. Okay, good.
Yeah, the issue comes when you can't read your own handwriting.
All right, so this one is, I don't know. I think we're going to get this right, but I think we're going to have it in different wording. So I'm very excited to hear what you have to say. What is your spouse's dream job?
This is a good one.
So what do you want to do? You want to guess mine, or you want to say yours? Or
I'll guess yours.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I guess that your dream job would be getting paid to travel and eat.
Oh my gosh. Never mind. I thought we were aligned on this one. I mean,
I thought it was more of a funny, like, you know, just
that's 100%. I mean, I love food, but I don't want to be like a food reviewer, you know?
Oh, I know. I mean,
Anthony Bourdain is really cool, but I don't want to be
it could just be one of many things that you do. But I just thought that would be really amazing if one day for you were actually getting paid to travel and eat.
I don't think that's a healthy lifestyle, though. You know, like, I do get worried about getting paid to eat, because I already enjoy it. Like, you don't got to pay me to do it, you know? Like, now pay me? Like, dude, I'm going to be a balloon just rolling around. It'll roll me to the next spot.
I know, but I do think at the center of whatever your dream job is, I do think that it has to do with traveling and making an impact in some way.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love traveling, and impact is important. I'll just tell you what I wrote. I put for me an impactful investor.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Impactful investor. I like that.
Well, you know, we talked about how at a certain point you have to learn how to invest, because if you have enough wealth, you can't just let it sit. So I definitely think like the future for me is to eventually be an investor. And whatever I'm investing into, it better be making some significant dent in the world. I love how the word impact is so broad. It could be in so many formats. It doesn't have to be like direct or like just humans or animals. Like, it could be so many things. And I just want to make sure that what I'm investing my money into has some type of long-term effects that are going to be positive for the world.
I love it. I think that's really, really good.
Thanks.
It encompasses exactly who you are.
Thank you. What'd you put for yours?
Well, I put getting paid to travel and make an impact around the world. So that's very broad. But I would say, like, I really, in this is definitely not just doing it from a distance of, like, actually being there, like, boots on the ground, wherever you are, really, and engaging with individuals in great conversations where you're learning and building and growing, like, and making a real impact. So, I mean, maybe it stems a little bit from obviously our previous experience of being boots on the ground in Central America, but it also, right now we're, you know, having to work from a distance in a lot of the areas that, you know, we want to actually be immersed in. So,
That's beautiful. Well, I really think, I think we kind of got it right. I put impactful investor for you too.
I love I impactful feel like investor.
Kind of right. It's hard. I just didn't know the wording. So I kind of came up with my own.
I like that.
You know, but I think that was a fun game. I feel like I learned a little bit more about you. I also learned that we're pretty aligned on things.
Yeah, we
but we kind of knew that a little bit. But I think it's fun to share that with our friends.
Me too.
You know, you should play this game on your own. Just look up, you know, questions for couples and you'll find it. And I think it's beneficial to the relationship. It's beneficial to each individual too on their own personal journey. So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just like thinking about these questions, how they apply to you, how they apply to your spouse, and how your spouse might be thinking of you. I think it's just a really, really cool and just fun little thing you could do with your partner.
Let us know if you guys enjoyed that. Because if you did, we might find some other questions and maybe they'll get a little bit more deep. But I did enjoy the light ones. I'm not sure what our friends enjoyed or if they didn't enjoy any of them. So let us know. I mean, that was fun for me. It didn't feel like work. It was just a fun time.
It was really fun too.
But if you get a chance, feel free to subscribe. We appreciate it whenever you get a chance to do that. And we will come back with another experimental podcast for you to enjoy tomorrow.
Talk to you then. Bye.
Enjoy this journey through sound.